We're trying to keep a very close eye on what's going on in Hartford. We're in the middle of a short legislative session, which is set to wrap up in the beginning of May. But this is something we've tried to keep a close eye on for really the past couple of years, artificial intelligence. And we learned a key legislative committee this week approved a framework that would regulate artificial intelligence in a way to make sure that the technology is more transparent and accountable, and also would really make sure that we are criminalizing these deep fake messages that can sometimes be used with AI. And so this is actually an amended bill. It is set to go to the Senate floor. That would be the next step. And we want to go to the man who's really been leading a lot of the action behind AI and making sure that we have really our ducks in a row and that we're handling it the best that we can here in Connecticut. And that is Senator James Maroney, who represents Milford. He is also the co-chairman of the General Law Committee and led a statewide task force on AI just last year. Welcome back to the show, Senator Maroney, and thank you for your time. How are you?
I'm great, Melissa. Thanks for having me back.
So first of all, Senator Maroney, I know the last time you and I spoke, I think it was right around the new year, and we talked about the legislative session and what we could predict is going to happen. We know there are hundreds of pieces of legislation being debated constantly and trying to get passed by the end of this session. But let's talk about AI. I mean, to me, this sounds like there's been a lot of movement. There is a lot of, it sounds like, bipartisan support on this. What can you tell us?
Yeah, and thank you. And so the bill that was passed this week is Senate Bill 2. It's a top priority for the one of the top priorities for the Senate Democrats. But it is, as you mentioned, a bipartisan bill. There are bipartisan co-sponsors, and it made it out of committee unanimously. And basically what we're looking at is, you know, as you had said, trust and accountability, transparency and accountability to try to create trust. It was interesting. I was at a conference yesterday, and they shared the Edelman Trust Barometer. And when you talk about AI, 30% of people embrace it, but 35% reject the innovation. Resistance is higher than enthusiasm because there's not a lot of trust in it yet. And that's really what we're trying to do, is put in those protections. As you mentioned, the protections, if you create a deep fake, non-consensual intimate image, so deep fake porn, and you share that, that's going to be a crime now. And we've seen, unfortunately, teenage girls in New Jersey who fell victim to this. And Taylor Swift recently was a victim of this. If you use a deep fake, if you purposefully spread a deep fake for the intent of harming someone's election chances, you know, within 90 days of an election, that will also be a crime. So those are some of those known risks. But then to create that trust going forward, what we look at is just what someone yesterday called a nutrition label. We're looking at requiring testing of these AI systems before they're put in effect, of the high-risk systems, and that letting people know to make sure there are no, it doesn't discriminate, to let them know what data was used to create it, and to give some of the weights of the model so people can have a better understanding of what's going on. And then also transparency, that you know when you're interacting with AI, or if an important decision is being made about you by AI or contributing to being made about you by AI, you have the right to know that. But we're also looking at ways to incentivize using AI to improve health outcomes in the state of Connecticut.
Can you elaborate on that before I go back to some of the things you just mentioned? How incentivize for health benefits? What do you mean?
Yeah, so there's right now there's a company in New Haven that has created a wearable that can detect a stroke. And so if you're at risk for a stroke, this detection device will notify you almost, I think if it's right before it happens or right as it happens. And, you know, with strokes, every minute matters. There are also wearables that can be used to detect heart problems using echocardiograms, and they can do it like 2 years ahead of time, so you can get a low-cost intervention that may save a life. And so those are some of the ways, but there are all different ways that we're seeing AI being used combined with the wearables. There are gait monitors. So if people are staying at home, you know, we want people to, what they call age in place, to be able to live in their homes longer and more fully. But there are monitors that can detect if you're a fall risk and help prevent those falls. And then we're also looking at, incentivizing, exempting the AI for research, for that health research, for that reason.
Oh, okay. Really interesting. Again, we have Senator James Maroney here, and we're talking about artificial intelligence and really having a better control over it. So let's go back to, I would say, to me, and I'm not trying to say one part is bigger than another, but I would say the part that's the most disturbing. Let's go to the part that's very disturbing when you look at deep fakes and what it has. We've already seen it happen to the everyday teenager in America. We've even seen it, as you mentioned, to pop stars. And in fact, what's interesting, and I think we've talked about this before, Senator Maroney, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's also been depicted even in television shows. So there's a show that I watch on Netflix. It's called Black Mirror. And it looks at the future of technology and how it's going to impact America. Now, of course, these are very educated guesses, and it is television, so they're certainly going to be kind of stretching the imagination a little bit. But in its most recent season that was released, I believe, a year ago, it looks at exactly what you're talking about, which is using somebody's image, using AI, and completely destroying their reputation. And it's a really well-done episode. I would highly recommend, if you haven't seen it, to check it out. My question is, how does Connecticut, like, how could we control something like that? So you brought up the election, for example. You know, both of the presidential nominations, they're not here in Connecticut. Their content's not being produced here in Connecticut. So how could we control AI manipulation, for example, for their campaigns? Or how what I'm saying? Like, how could we really get a good handle on this?
Right. And so, you know, with the elections, it would be a crime if they sent it to someone in Connecticut for the Connecticut elections. So if they were out of state and they still were to spread a false robocall, as we saw with President Biden in the New Hampshire primaries, or, you know, other images that didn't have disclosures. And that's the key, is that we're just, you can use AI to generate things as long as you're disclosing it, right, in elections. And so if they do that, then it would be a crime. And what I would say is that there are ways of catching people even when they're not in Connecticut. And if you look at, you know, again, one of the harmful uses, and this wasn't AI, but there was a boy in Michigan who unfortunately fell victim to sextortion. He sent, he was tricked into sending a naked photo of himself, and it turned out it was three men in Nigeria that he sent it to, and he was so embarrassed. They said they were going to release it, told him to send money, and he was so embarrassed, he died by suicide. He took his own life. And the FBI was actually able to go to Nigeria and catch and arrest those three men.
Okay.
So
we are creating those capabilities here in Connecticut, is what you're saying.
By creating the law, right, if it is a crime, then it could be enforced.
So we have Senator James Maroney here, and he represents Milford. He also has been really strong-heading the effort to really get a handle on artificial intelligence. I mean, Senator Maroney, I'm trying to think when we started having you come on the show. Was it over a year ago? I mean, you and I have been talking for almost 2 years now, right? Maybe, give or take?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's been almost 2 years.
It's been a while, yes. And so, you know, not only because you represent our listening area, but also this has been an effort that you've really tried to get a handle on for quite some time. I will say Senator Maroney is also the co-chairman of the General Law Committee, and you also led a statewide task force on AI just last year. So this is something very near and dear to your heart. So what do we think? I mean, there's been a lot of strong bipartisan support, as you just mentioned, and it does sound like it's going to the Senate floor. Do you think we're going to see this legislation pass during this session? And if so, what does that mean for Connecticut residents? When can they start to see this put into action?
Yeah, and so it has a few more stops. So it'll go to the Senate floor, but because it creates a crime, it'll need to go to the Judiciary Committee. And because there will be costs for enforcement, it'll have to go to Appropriations. So it'll go to the floor first and then be referred to those other committees before going back to the floor. So I think there's a good chance it passes. It's just what stays in there, right, as we
what
negotiate
stays in
as
there?
We go
yeah.
through.
I mean, what backlash are you getting? Could you share with us where there's any controversy with this?
Yeah, on the deep fake issues, there's really no controversy. Those mm-hmm. are laws that have passed in other states. And so that those pieces, there's really no controversy, and they're highly likely to pass. I think there is, because we'll be early on, there will be some industry pushback. But, you know, you mentioned I was part of a Connecticut working group. I was also part of a multi-state working group where over 30 different states, more than 100 legislators, we worked together to learn from experts, to try to craft good legislation. And so it's likely that a bill like ours will run in Colorado as well this year. And California, we modeled some of our bill off of a bill that they had that didn't pass last year, but it's likely to pass this year. So I think it's just looking at some of the language will need to get fine-tuned, but I do think it will pass in some form. And so, you know, one of the pieces is just requiring what I said, the impact assessments and the transparency. And if that passes, that'll go into effect not until July 1 of 2025. And then we did have some pieces on the generative AI, like a ChatGPT, again, the transparency on the model, but also and then if it's not obvious you're interacting with AI, they have to disclose that you're interacting with AI. But then the other thing is embedding things within images or videos so you know that it was created or modified by AI. And that's really going to be the key to being able to trust things as we go forward, making sure that there's some marker in there. And that wouldn't go into effect until January 1 of 2026. And that piece of the bill was modeled after the EU AI Act, which got its final passage yesterday. So that also helps us in getting our bill through, because most of the companies who are creating these are already subject to those restrictions in another jurisdiction that they're selling into. So
got it. And help me to understand this, Senator Maroney. This probably sounds very elementary, but why are we waiting for things to roll out till 2025 or even the most recent thing you just said, 2026?
Yeah, some of it is to give the companies time to make the changes they need to comply.
Okay.
Obviously the deepfake crimes will be either on passage or July 1. You know, they will be.
That would be a little more immediate.
We know those are risks right now.
Right.
Those are the known risks. And so those crimes, you know, that will go into effect pretty close to immediately. But the other, like if the companies need to make changes to put the disclosures in place or to do the impact assessments and make sure they're complying, we're giving them a little runway to do that.
Okay. And to make sure I've got this right, Senator Maroney, and again, probably layman's terms, but if this passes, let's say somebody does a deep fake. They're like, oh, this was on Melissa in the morning this morning, and it's all garbage. Whole thing's not real. If somebody says to me, hey, I saw this, I can't believe you said this on the air, never said that, what do I do? Like, if this passes, do I report this to somebody and then they can investigate it and hold somebody accountable criminally for doing that? Like, help me to understand that process a little bit better.
Yeah, and that's a little difficult, right? So if it is, you know, the deep fake or non-consensual intimate image, right, you don't have permission, you're generating a naked photo of someone, you report that to the police, and that's a crime. The same with the deep fakes for the campaigns. And that issue really, unfortunately, for now, we're starting with just requiring that the program that would create that deep fake would have something embedded within that so that people would know and you could say it was a deep fake. I think it is something we need to consider for the next iteration, right, because there are harms that can happen beyond just, you know, the election or the non-consensual intimate images. And so that will really be in the next iteration of the bill. But for now, we're just looking at that transparency. The one thing is we are looking at is if a decision is made about you and the AI discriminates in some way, so you don't get a job because you're too old, or they charge you higher on your interest rate because you're a minority, or they, you know, you don't get housing for some reason. Maybe they had false information about, you know, pulled the wrong information about you. And so that you would report to CHRO, Connecticut Human Rights Organization, for enforcement. So that's the first part that's going to go in, is that algorithmic discrimination that will be part of that would, if it's passed, that law would go into effect July 1 of 2025.
All right. Well, Senator Maroney's clearly the story is far from over. So we will keep in touch with you and see what happens. Thank you so much for getting us up to speed with what's going on.
Oh, Melissa, thank you so much for having me on the show and giving me the opportunity to talk about the bill.
Of course. Absolutely. Senator Maroney, appreciate it again. And we are going to continue to follow what's going on with artificial intelligence and potential legislation passing by the end of this session right here on WICC.